Your call is now live.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Brian Niederhouse with Smarter Networker. Welcome to the Prospecting and Closing Workshop for September of 2015. You guys are in for a huge treat this time. We've got so much great content lined up for you. And I know that many of you are very nervous about this, and you're getting excited. The anticipation is building, and man, you've made a great decision by being in this class. And this is, I believe, probably in the industry, one of the best ways that you can possibly learn a skill, and that's by doing it and holding yourself accountable and pushing yourself to be better. And this is a way that's going to actually allow you to do that. Not only, you know, against yourself, but also having the support of a lot of other people that are going through exactly the same thing. And that's why I love this particular class. I really believe it's an awesome opportunity. You've made a great decision for being in this class. This class has about 140 people in it, which is fantastic for this time of year. And these are the people that have gone through something at Smarter Networker, whether it's the boot camp or some other training that we have over there. They've been the first steps of success, many of them. Probably two-thirds of this class have been the first steps of success. And you guys are very, very committed to your businesses and your success. And I just want to commend you for being that person. The very cream of the crop are in this class, and you are that person. You've shown it because you've taken action and you put yourself into this class, and that's a huge, huge thing. Definitely want to get to a little bit of housekeeping, but I also want to talk a little bit about what this class is and what it's designed to do. The first thing I want to share with you is this class is not about you competing with other classmates. This class is about you improving your own skill and beating your own personal best and having the best month you've ever had. We want you to really take that to heart, because sometimes you're going to hear about people who are making, you know, 500 dials in a week or even more than that possibly. And you might only be working 1 hour a day, and you might be working a system that, you know, maybe you're only talking to 15 or 20 people in a day, or making 15 or 20 dials in that hour that you might have to work that day. I don't want you to feel bad about that. I want you to be very, very proud that you're taking that hour, you're completely committing it to your success. But also, you need to really, truly treat that hour as if it's your business, as if you started a brick and mortar company and you had to go into that business and turn on the lights and turn on the phones and get the open the doors. Because that's what you're doing. Your business hours are whatever you have scheduled as your business hours, and I want you to do everything you can for the next 4 weeks to protect those hours. We're not asking you to give up a bunch of other things in your life, but there are going to be some times in these next 4 weeks where something else is going to come up. Find ways to protect these business hours that you have in order to put your very best effort. This is going to be one of the best places that you can quantify your skill. You're going to be able to see how you stack up against other people. You're going to be able to see how you improve over the next 4 weeks. And it only works if you do the work and you do your best to keep track of the numbers that you're gonna be putting up, to protect the time that you have to work and to work the time that you have protected. So whether that's 1 hour a day or you're a full-time person putting in, you know, 200 dials a day, whatever it is for you, focus on that, make that your goal, and make a commitment to yourself right now that you are going to work those hours that you scheduled for yourself. This is a very important thing, because it's something that, you know, every type of business is a little different, every system is a little different, every individual's situation is a little different, and you maybe are, you've never signed up anybody before in your life, and you're scared to death to make that first dial, or you might be a completely seasoned veteran, and this is your 10th or 15th year in business, and you understand the importance of being in a class like this, pushing your own skill set, because you know whatever you do duplicates into your business. And, man, every one of you that's made the decision to be in this class has made a fantastic decision for yourself, your business, and most importantly, your future. Because the things you're going to learn this month are going to stick with you forever. there are some people that have been in this class now twice. This is the only the second time we've done it in this format. And there's some people that are back for the second class, and that's awesome. And you realize that, man, I still need to make some improvements. There's other people where this is your very first class of any kind. This is, you know, the very first thing you've ever done to really push your business forward, and that's awesome. So, man, every one of you that's in this class has made a great, great decision to move your business forward. And I'm excited to see not only where you're going to be a month from now, but where you're going to be a year from now after you take the skills that you're going to learn over the next 4 weeks and apply them consistently to your business. And that's another thing this class is designed to do, is to build in consistency in your effort level. So it's not a, oh no, Christmas is coming up and I need to make an extra $500 and you don't do anything for the rest of the year. This is a thing where you're gonna, you can be consistent with a not limited amount of time, but a being very good at what you do and having the ability to choose your hours and not needing to compensate for your lack of skill with extra effort. And so that's why I'm excited about this. You guys are going to be able to use these skills into the future and really see your business grow and duplicate and produce things that you've never seen, even thought about that are possible in this industry. That's the beauty of our business. What you put into your business today is going to build your personal skill. It's going to build your personal character. It's also going to build a business that can pay you well into the future. You know, this industry is one of the only ones in the world where you can put in effort today, build a business, create a customer base, build, you know, raise up other people to build their businesses, teach them how to do it, and to have a future that you never dreamed of. A future where you have freedom of time, where you literally can choose the hours you work. You literally can take the amount of time off that you want to take off. And you can also give you the financial freedom that really is not available anywhere else that I've ever seen. 21 years ago, I started working with Danny Johnson in a very similar situation to what you guys are about to experience, except that I was sitting right next to Danny Johnson for an entire month. And literally, she was listening to every dial I made. I was listening to every dial she made. And it was the most powerful month of my career. And those skills that I learned that month have translated into well over $1 million. In fact, if you consider all of my career, well over $2 million of revenue generated, income generated, and skills that I still use today, skills that I still use every single day. And it's completely changed my life and my family's life for sure. So I'm excited about what you guys are about to embark on. Now, this class is going to ramp up in intensity. This week is sort of a kickoff week. That doesn't mean it's a, you know, kind of wait till next week to start making dials. No, this week is still very, very critical to your success. If you need to start, if you haven't already started on Monday, yesterday, you need to start tonight or first thing tomorrow morning. It is very, very important that you start talking to people as quickly as you possibly can. This is not a listen along, feel good, oh, that's a great point, write it down kind of thing. This is a learn it and go do it kind of class. And the only way you're really going to get the results is if you go do it starting even tonight if you're on the West Coast, and tomorrow morning if you're somewhere in the East Coast. But it's important you start putting this stuff to work immediately, learning from your mistakes, learning from your successes, and then next Thursday night coming back and learning that next piece, because every time you go through one of these sessions, your skill will improve, your understanding will improve, your mindset will improve, and you're now at a different place. Even though it might be a very small improvement, you are at a different place. You're going to go attack that next group of people in a different way. And then you're going to learn a little bit more. You're going to come back to it again a few days later and get more coaching. There is no other place in the world that I've ever heard of that offers this. And so what you're about to embark on is a huge, huge thing that's going to truly make a gigantic difference a month from now. Now, like I said, it's going to start off a little bit, not wouldn't say slow, but this week is a little less intense. We do that on purpose. We want people to get into the class, get all the, you know, the housekeeping stuff cleaned up, and then start moving forward. Next week, however, is a totally different thing. We have both Jackie O'Quinn and Stacey O'Quinn that are going to give you their first week of live training. And man, I'm telling you, these guys just over-delivered to the 100th degree last time. The quality of the training that they delivered was unbelievable. If you weren't in those classes, man, you're in for a huge treat. And then on the last week of the month, they're going to be with us the next 2 weeks in a row. And then the final week, of course, is Dani Johnson herself. And it's going to be powerful. And believe me, you will want to be called out on one of these upcoming weeks. And the way you earn that right is by going out and making some good dials. It's not about your performance necessarily. It's about going out and going to work. The coaches are going to be looking at the numbers. They're going to be evaluating your numbers. And if you're making the effort and you're someone who is showing them that you have the raw desire to go build your business, they're going to call you out and put you on the phone live. And that is a huge plus to this thing. It's the pinnacle of being able to be coached with one of these people and be able to really gather some new skill from that. All right, let me dive into a little bit about the homework that we're going to be sending to you on Sunday. I'll probably send it out to you actually on Saturday afternoon. This is a survey type thing. We've done this in the past, and you're going to be required to turn in your numbers on what you've done since Monday of last week. So the cycle runs from Monday through Sunday night. And what I want you to do is keep track of, write these down if you don't already have this down, is the number of dials that you make every single day. I also want you to keep track of the number of hours that you work every single week. And I'll tell you why in a minute. But keep track of your time, the number of hours and minutes that you work every day. And I'm talking about the number of hours that you're dialing, not the number of hours that you're organizing your desk, the number of hours that you're dialing. And the second thing I want you to keep track of, or the third thing, I guess, is your conversations. How many of the people that you dialed did you actually talk to? That's important. The next thing is, how many of those people were you able to take to a presentation, whether that's a home party or a group presentation somewhere, a webinar, a conference call, or a video presentation online. Whatever your system is, keep track of how many people went and took a look at that in some format. The next thing is, how many of those people then did you follow up with and actually sign up? And so these are going to be the number of signups that you made. You may also want to keep track of the number of people that you were able to connect with to follow up. Some people's systems, there's a little bit of a drop-off there, so keep track of that. But keep track of the number of people, of course, that you signed up during that week. And then the final thing I want you to keep track of is the amount of money that you made. And I want you to do this for a couple of reasons. A lot of people look at our business and they look at, okay, if I sell this package, I make X number of dollars. And that is the absolute wrong way to look at this. You want to look at your business by how many hours or how many dollars am I making per hour? How many dollars am I making per dial? And that is a much, much better way to look at it, because if you know, if I make 100 dials, I'm going to make $300. That means for every single dial you make, I made just made $3. Now, that's a lot easier to take, to swallow somebody saying no to you when you know you just made $3 based on your law of averages. And so this is why it's important to keep track of how much money you made. We also would really love to see how much this class makes as a whole as well. And I'm sure you're going to find that if you do the work, you're going to more than pay for the cost of this class, and not only in this next few weeks, but in years to come. And so I definitely want you to keep track of this so that you can kind of set some goals for yourself in the future. If you need to, you know, I want to ramp my business up so I'm making $1,000 a month. I just figured out my numbers and I make $100 for every 100 dials I make. Okay, I just need to make 1,000 dials that month and I make $1,000 based on my numbers. And numbers don't lie, and so this is a great way to do it. So, folks, with that, we are going to dive into our training. This is a kickoff that Dani did for the prospecting, one of the earlier prospecting closing classes. Some of the housekeeping material that she's going to share with you is obviously inaccurate. In today's class, we have several places that we can stay connected. Number one, we have our Facebook group, Smarter Networker Super Friends. And many of you have already joined that group. If you haven't done that yet, check your email. It's in there. And you want to make sure you join that group. This is going to be where the conversation happens. This is where the encouragement happens. And even last time, both Jackie and Stacy were willing to jump in and add comments and expand on the training that they gave us during the calls. I They have no idea if they're going to do that again this time. That was completely out of the kindness of their heart. But you never know. They might just pop in there, and some of the experienced people that have been through these classes before will be in there helping us out as well. So get plugged in with the Super Friends group. Also, we sent you a link to a web page where we are going to be posting the MP3 recordings of each class. And so you want to make sure that you go there to download that. We will send you emails, of course, as well to remind you of that and tell you where it is and maybe even include some of the recordings in the email or at least the links to them. But there will be a place for you to go because not every email gets delivered as we hope. So last time we had a lot of issues with people not getting the emails, not getting the recordings. We've solved that by putting together a web page where we will upload those, and then you can download those to your device and listen to them indefinitely. And then, of course, we'll be sending out emails, and you also have my phone number. If you don't, I will include it in one of the upcoming emails, and you can give me a phone call. I truly want to do everything we possibly can to help you be successful in this particular class. The next 4 weeks are going to change your business and potentially change your life as you go forward and start growing your team and your personal skill set. So with that, Carrie, if you wouldn't mind starting off Danny's prospecting class from a previous class.
Okay, well, hello, everybody. My name is Danny Johnson, and I know that the vast majority of you are First Steps graduates, so you know exactly what you're about to get yourself into here. But for those of you that are not, let me go ahead and explain what we're going to be doing here today. Today is going to be a little bit of a different class than the rest of classes because I have a little bit of an agenda that I need to do with you, give you some guidelines of how we're going to work together and what to expect and things like that, talk to you about your homework that you'll be sending in each and every week, because I really will be looking at all of the homework and I really will be assessing who I'll be role-playing with and that's going to best suit the whole team that's here in the class. We have people from all over the world that's on this class right now, which is very exciting. And for those of you I have not had the chance to meet yet, this is going to be our initial contact, our initial meeting right here today on the phone. Now, I know also most of you are in both of the classes, and I want to tell you that was very, very wise. You had a little bit of foresight to see that you probably regret not being in both, but more importantly, what I can see through looking at numbers, because numbers don't lie, numbers clearly do not lie, when it comes to having those numbers, the numbers can tell us where you really need the help. The numbers tell us if you need help, if you need help with closing or if you need help with prospecting. And so when I went through, yesterday looking through all of your numbers, I can see like, oh my gosh, this person actually, needs more help with closing than they need help in prospecting. And so I'll kind of get to that in a minute. But there's some of you that need help in both. I'll say the vast majority of the people on the phone right now need help in both areas. They need help in prospecting and closing. And so typically what happens through the classes is that within the first week to 2 weeks, the prospecting ratios already start to increase. Now, what is a prospecting ratio? The prospecting ratio is where you have somebody who is able to actually get a hold of people, take them through some sort of script, to invite them to some sort of presentation. And so let's say they talk to, 15 or 20, let's say 20 people in a week, and they schedule 15 of them to a presentation and no closes. Okay, well, that means that the person obviously needs help in closing, because they were able to get a hold of somebody, they were able to schedule them for a presentation. But the main thing is we have to see, now here's the question I'll ask all of you, okay, well, how do you know for sure that person showed up to the presentation? Because there's various different means of presentations that happen inside this class. There's some of you that do a one-on-one presentation, there's some of you that do a group presentation, there's some of you that do a live group you do a live webinar type presentation where you have to know that somebody was there, they have to log in somehow. Some of you just send someone to a website. Some of you just send somebody to a recorded message. Some of you will three-way in somebody into a conference call or into a recorded message. The only way if you know somebody actually showed up on that presentation is if they were live right there with you or if they answer the phone after for the follow-up call. And so I'm going to teach you how to kind of discern those numbers and to see what you should be doing. But most of you are in both the classes, which was really, really smart. I mean, really smart. because we are definitely going to raise your prospecting numbers. Now, what do I mean by that? That means the amount of people that show up for your presentations. Those are prospecting numbers. Your ratio of those showing up for a presentation. That's one area that you want to pay very close attention to. So if you say, if you tell 10 people to go to a presentation, 9 show up, you have very high show-up ratios. Those are prospecting numbers. Okay? If you schedule 10 people for a presentation and no one shows up, well, then obviously you need help in prospecting. We will definitely get you some kind of ratios before the end of this 4-week class, no question. The other thing is that the closing side of it is if you did have 9 people show up for a presentation, but you closed no one, either for your product or service or for your business opportunity, if you didn't close anybody, then you need some serious help in the area of closing. No matter what, if you're in both classes, both of your numbers are going to raise before the end of the month. Now, there's lots of different types of results that they're going to experience through this class that we're going to have together. First of all, I'm excited because I'm going to get to know you in the next 4 weeks, which is very exciting to me. I love people, and I love helping them to succeed. There's very few things that, as far as business-wise, that I enjoy more than helping people to succeed and watching some crazy numbers come out of people that did not even expect it. In fact, I had a situation, in fact, probably the second class I ever taught. I'll never forget this. It was awesome. The second class I had ever taught had a gal in the class that was had a very strong Asian accent. Very strong. I mean, when I came to role play with her, I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't understand her. However, this was really amazing. And it's like one of those scenarios, and I don't know what your faith is, but I had to, like, pray. And I do pray for all of my clients anyway, especially those that are in the classes, because this is going to take some supernatural help for some of you to be able to succeed. And I don't have that supernatural ability, so it's like, okay, God, I need your help with these clients, because there's some of them in here that I can't even help them. And so this was so rad, because this woman who, when I came time to role play with her, I'm like, oh, I can barely understand her. And it was obvious that there was a language barrier, and she was working cold lead. Well, sure enough, you're just not even going to believe this, because I didn't even believe it. It was amazing. Here we are towards the end of the class, and everyone was having time to celebrate what their spouts were for the class, which means, man, this is where I've come. This is where I started when I started the class, and this is where I'm at now. This woman was averaging 6 people a week that she was signing up cold market, taking people to an 8-minute presentation, and she was obviously failing beforehand. She had 0, 0, 0 on all of her numbers, and then bam, by the end of the month, she was bringing in 6 people average per week. Whatever, that was amazing. So I know, and it was amazing because she's like, oh, I've just gotten so much confidence in this class, and now I'm just signing up people every day. Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, that totally built my faith in this environment that we're going to be creating, that we do create here with the prospecting and the closing classes. Because, A, there is accountability. B, there is knowledge and understanding. C, there is a camaraderie inside of all of the this kind of environment, and there is a spurring on, because some of you are going to hear people that I role play with, and you're going to say, oh, my gosh, I'm just like they are. And then there's other people that you're going to hear in the class, and you go, wow, I'm actually better than they are. So, and for most of you, you're going to find yourself somewhere in the middle, and it's going to encourage you that you're going to hear people just like you that struggle with the same exact things. And so it's, you're not so much alone by yourself there in your home trying to build something, but there are people just like you who are going through the same exact thing, and they're getting breakthroughs as the class is going on. And so it's going to be an encouragement to you. There's no question at all. However, I'm gonna have to lay down some guidelines in order for this class to go smoothly. We only have an hour and a half every day, and that's not every day. Once a week for prospecting, once a week for closing. It's going to fly. This class is going to fly, and it's going to fly fast. So, first of all, congratulations, you made it to the class. Congratulations, we accepted your application to get into the class. Now I've got some preparation for you to maximize class. Number one, you need to make sure that you have plenty of leads. You need to have plenty of contacts to be able to call during this class. Otherwise, you will not maximize this class. If you are not making a good amount of dials each and every day, then this is not going to work for you. You cannot be a sidelining bystander watching from afar into this class and expect for it to grow your business. It will not grow your business unless you are actively doing everything that we're telling you to do. And so that is a disclosure. If you want to maximize this class, you have got to have a lot of leads to work with. And what do I mean by that? Well, see, some of you are working warm market. In fact, there's a lot of you that are working warm market. I say half the class, you guys are working warm market. Now, for those of you that are working more market, if you haven't made a list of 400 or 500 names, contacts for yourself, this is not going to help you grow as much as you want to grow. Now, I know typically with warm market, we seem to get a hold of more people than we do with cold market. No question about that. The ratio of getting a hold of the people that we're calling is much greater. However, you can't expect to call 5 people a week and expect to have something happen for your business to make it grow. You see, there's lots of us with a lot of desire to make something happen quickly. That's the majority of you that are on the class. You wouldn't be here if you didn't want to make your business have a significant breakthrough, especially in a time of economy like this. Now, but if you're only dialing 2 people a week, 5 people a week, 10 people a week, I'll guarantee you right now, it is slow torture death. I mean, slow, come on, you've all seen the movies of people being tortured, you know, in foreign countries, whether it is, you know, some army movie or some missionary type movie, mercenary type movie. You are signing up for the slow torture death. 1 finger at a time being cut off, your tongue being cut off, being beaten. That is what you're doing to yourself when you are only making 10 dials per week. So please make sure you have plenty of people to call. It's what I call lead deficit disorder. It really is real. It happened to me several times in my career. When I did not have too many people to call, I needed the person to answer the phone. Why? Because I only had 5 leads. I needed them to answer the phone. And I begged them to show up for a presentation. And when they were asked if they showed up for the presentation, which likelihood is not, then I would beg them to get started, and they wind up quitting the next day, leaving me a voicemail message saying, Danny, you know, this isn't for me. Or today, you know, they send you an email and say, you know, I've been thinking about it, and I talked to my spouse, and this isn't for me. You are in the worst possible position you could be in if you do not have hundreds of people to dial. And so if you are working warm market, I do not want, you are not of the culture of the rest of the 98%ers that give me some lame, stupid excuse to say, well, I have no friends left. Give me a break. Those people are not going to succeed in anything in their lives. This is about taking risks. This is about moving forward. This is about setting up a dynasty for your family to survive this coming famine and storm that is in the land right now, and breaking free from it and being somebody, a source that other people are coming to learn how to prosper from. You will not be that person if you're whining about, I don't have any friends left to call. Let me tell you something. We have 2 script books that have every possible script you would ever need to contact your warm market, including the No Friends Left Club, including those people you screwed up with, including the people that you blew out of the water, including the people you're afraid to talk to. We have scripts for all of those people, and I know you must have both of those script books in your hand right now. If you don't, you again shot yourself in the foot, and you're creating your own torture for yourself. Get online right now and make sure you have both the green script book and the blue script book, because both those script books are necessary in order for you to move your business forward. So again, I'm not talking to you from the mindset of you're in that 98% mindset that wants to fail but tells yourself that you want to succeed. I am assuming that you took a risk, signed up for this class, gathered the money together, made an investment of time to come together at an inconvenient time of the day. Some of you are at work. Some of you are on a lunch break. You went through all the inconveniences, pushed yourself through to get into the class. Now you need to put yourself through. And I need a list out of all of you warm market people. I need a list of 400 people that's giving you only 100 leads per week, which is minor and basic for trying to build a business. But that's at least what you need, because when I look at the warm market numbers, most of you are dialing 10 people a week. Yep, 6. 3, 2. Now, I'm about to ream my cold market people. If you are working cold market, okay, and you are dialing 10 people a week, oh my gosh, you are so hurting yourself, it's unbelievable. Cold market, we get a hold of far less people. You can count on getting a hold of 5 to 10% of the amount of people if you're buying leads from any lead source. A couple lead sources that you'll find on our website, you know, when you get into the members area at Work at Home Profit Zone, if you're in the members area, when you're scrolling down to get to the calls, you go through our list of vendors. And the list of vendors, you'll find Cutting Edge Media as well as EarnPro. EarnPro always put together some amazing deals. for our clients, especially the clients that are in the classes. And so both sources are good sources. Anyway, so important for you to have enough leads. And I'm talking about if you're working your business, it takes about 3.5 hours to go through 100 leads. So if you are working your business 20 hours a week, you should be able to do 100 dials per day. It's only 3.5 hours of it only takes 3.5 hours to do 100 dials, so you need to use that as your ratio. So if you know how many hours per week that you're working, then you know how many leads that you actually need. Now, you could do one of two things. If you're going to do dirt cheap leads, don't expect to get a hold of a lot of people. And if it's your first time getting on the phone and making things happen, then what you also need to do and be aware of is that that you're going to just get yourself through the muscle of picking up the phone and actually getting over the fear of people answering the phone. So if you haven't really picked up the phone and you have a strong fear of the phone, I'm going to recommend you get 1,000 dirt cheap leads. You're not going to get a hold of a lot of people, but I just need you to get through the rejection part of prospecting, because there is a rejection factor in it, and you're going to learn how to reject your prospect first through this class. So leads are important. You're only hurting yourself. You're not going to maximize the class if you don't have enough people to call. And so if you're calling 2 people a week, come on, it's time to step it up. You did not get accepted into this class to stay the same or to get the same results. You got into this class to be able to push yourself ahead and to make some things happen. And so we need far more leads going through. I mean, I'm blown away. A lot of you warm market people, I'm looking at, you know, you're having 100% show-up ratios in some of your prospecting numbers. Some of you are, you know, talking to just 3 or 4 people a week. Come on, multiply it and see what would happen to your business. If you just look at the straight numbers, you could be generating, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 or more a year real quick just because your ratios with your warm market are so high. The only problem is you're not doing enough numbers. And that's what I see with the majority of my clients. They're just not doing enough of the activity. They've got a good baseline of ratios that they never really look at. All they look at is, well, you only got 1 person this month. Well, you only talked to 3 people this month. So, I mean, what do you expect? You have a 30% closing ratio. If you signed up 1 out of 3, that's a high closing ratio. What if you were talking to 3 people a day? If you were talking to 3 people a day, then you're signing up 1 person a day, 1 times 5 days a week, 5 times 4 weeks in a month. That's 20 people a month you're signing up versus 1 person a month. I hope you're catching what I'm talking about. Okay, let's go on to the next thing I need to talk to you about. I already talked to you about clearly that those of you that are in both classes, good job. So proud of you. Good foresight. Because your ratios are going to grow in the prospecting class, and here's what sucks about not being in both. So funny. We help somebody's ratios increase already in the second week, and then they can't close because they weren't in the closing class. They did not sign up for the closing class, so here now they got lots of people showing up for a presentation, but they can't close anybody. Wouldn't that suck if that was you? I know that would be a terrible thing. So if you want both ratios to grow side by side, just like Becky, a First Steps graduate from Cheyenne, Wyoming, a mom with a daycare who prior to the class, she had 4 out of 10 people show up for a prospecting class. Within her first week, she had 10 out of 10 people showing up, 100% show up ratio, 100% show up ratio. She could close only 1 out of 5 from the presentation. If she did both classes at the same time, I'm sure she would have been getting 3 out of 5. Well, she signed up 2 people a month before the class, and during the class she sponsored 9 people with 6 days left in the month. If she was in both classes, she would have been sponsoring 20 to 30 people per month. Now, again, these are just straight numbers, just increasing small percentages, but look what happens when you multiply it out. So it's pretty awesome. So anyway, if you are not in both classes and right now you already feel that feeling of regret, I highly recommend that you dial 866-760-8255 right now. Pick up your cell phone and dial it. Get yourself inside of the second class immediately. Laura is the coordinator of our class. She's actually on the class with me right now as well. But if you are not in both and you're regretting it, get in before the class starts tomorrow. Next, the thing is that we will be sending you an email every week. In fact, following the class, you're going to be receiving an email from us. You've got to make sure and check your email because this is for your homework assignments. The email will be, let me give this to you. It'll be from admin@workathomeprofitzone.com. Again, the email will be addressed. It's from admin@workathomeprofitzone.com, and the subject will be prospecting class homework. Now, you are the one responsible for getting your homework in. Let me give you the guidelines and the rules for the homework. My friends, I'm your coach. I am not your friend. And as your coach, I am going to be working from a position of what is going to help you the fastest and what is going to get the best percentage shot for you to succeed in the next 4 weeks. So we can't have any egos here. And in order for us to move forward and to improve your game, I need permission from you to be able to put you on the spot if necessary and call things like they are. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything, and I'm not going to make things easy for you. My job as a coach is to help stretch you further than what you would stretch yourself. My job is to help push you further than you would push yourself. My job is to strengthen you by causing a little bit of pain once in a while, in order for you to be able to go the distance where you need to go. Some of you are in a serious rut. I can see that some of you are, you know, already been in a business for a very long time and you've been doing quite well and you've gotten yourself in a nice little comfort zone. Comfort zones in a bad economy lead to a check going south. Comfort zones do not help anybody to succeed. Right now you've got a hungry, very fervent people out there in the economy today. They are desperate and they are full of fear. They need something to work now. And if you are comfortably working your business and not making dials because you're already generating a great income, you are hurting the new person that's getting started today inside of your organization, whether it's directly with you or inside of your business, inside of somebody else's, you know, let's say down inside of your organization. Because that kind of culture and that kind of attitude will emanate all the way through your entire business. Listen, there's a fervency out there. There's people that are hungry out there. There's people that are looking desperately for a way to pay their stinking mortgage right now, and they need people like you that are passionate. They need people like you who are driven. They need people like you with the same fervency. They're looking for a leader to follow because every form of leadership that they've been following, whether it's government or with their church or with their companies, has failed them right now. And so right now they need somebody that seems to be a cut above, a little different than everybody else that they've been looking for and following. And so that person has to be you. So if you're in a comfort zone, I'm going to highly recommend, well, you're here, you're going to get out of it. You don't have a choice. And so it's going to be about picking up the phone and making those dials with that fervency all over again, not with this lazy, you know, 5 or 10 people a week type of thing. No, we're talking it's time to speed it up. It's time to get busy, and it's time to make some things happen. So we can't have any egos here in the room. We cannot have, you know, pride here in this environment that we have with the prospecting class. If you're more worried about not looking bad than you are about improving your numbers, then you just need to get off the phone with us right now and get your money back. Go ahead and hang up because we don't need to waste each other's time. Just, you have to be more concerned about increasing your skill set, and you have to be more concerned about increasing your ratios and increasing your leadership to the people that are following you, then you have to be concerned about me looking at your bad numbers. I don't sit there and look at numbers and go, wow, that guy really sucks. I don't say that. I look at this guy needs some help. I can look at all the numbers that we request in your homework assignments. They're for a reason, and everything that you're going to hear me do is for a reason here on this call. So I'm going to be directing you short, quick, and to the point so that we can maximize our time together. Again, we're not going to have enough time to role play with every single person, and not all of you want to be role played with anyway. I see that every week when I see who requests to be role played with. So in order for us to maximize this, I'm going to have, I think it was Ann or Amy. Was it Amy? Is this the operator?
It's Amy.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Amy, I'm going to have you in just a minute. I'll let you know when. Open up the line so I can get this. So here's what you guys can expect coming out of this class. You can expect that you're going to have some kind of an increase somewhere in your business. Some of your confidence is going to increase, your conviction, your belief, and others you won't. And that is completely by your choice and by your state of mind. If you're going to sit through this class going, you know, I like so-and-so better than Danny, well, you wasted your time. I don't like the way she talked to people. You wasted your time. You're not here to give me your feedback on how I did. This is me giving you my feedback on how you're doing. And so please keep your mindset correct in this class. And if you're somebody here to steal the format of the class, as we've had happen, we were the very first people that ever started doing prospecting and closing classes. Now there's other people that are trying to copy them and knock them off and call themselves originals and all that kind of stuff. If you're here to do that, just understand what goes around comes around, and there's a promise that walks with me that my God will bless those that bless me and curse those that curse me. And steal, whoever steals from me, well, what goes around comes around, and it comes around quickly. So be careful. If you're here just to steal, too bad, so sad for you. I'm not worried about you, but you ought to be worried about yourself. So some of you are going to gain confidence, conviction, and belief. Some of you won't. You're going to get exactly what you put into this thing. Some of you will do nothing with what I share with you to do. And some of you will fight me every step of the way. And others of you will do exactly all that I share with you and will have phenomenal growth, some tangible, some intangible. What is intangible? Your belief is going to raise. Your confidence is going to raise. Your confidence, your attitude, focus, all of that is intangible growth. That is an internal growth. Some of you are going to have your numbers increase, you know, by 10, 20, 30, even some of you 100%, you're going to have your ratios increase. I've seen that happen numerous times. Don't be embarrassed about what numbers you're sending to me each and every week. I care the most about the amount of dials that you're doing and the attempt you're doing to talk to people. That's what I care most about for this prospecting class. If I don't see numbers increase, meaning I've got this whole section of dials, there's only a few of you that actually even came close. Actually, there's only two of you that really hit it on the mark. There's another couple of you that got close to hitting the mark, but the vast majority didn't even come close to hitting the mark in the amount of dials that you should be doing if you're working your business, you know, 15-plus hours per week. Don't be embarrassed about the numbers that are coming in. This is a safe place for you to grow in, and I'm not judging your numbers from a perspective of, man, this guy really is bad. No, or this gal really, really is doing a terrible job. No, it is okay. I need to help this person. So understand that's where I'm coming from. If you want to role play with me on your homework assignment, please just simply put that in there. Danny, please role play with me. Because that is that's where I'm going to start from. And then if you have the numbers that I'm looking for, if you're helping yourself, then I'm going to be willing to help you. That's all I can say. If you're not doing enough dials, I'm sorry. I can only help those that are willing to help themselves. And the dials are important. So make sure and be truthful and honest about it, because I'll know when I pull you up whether or not you've got the experience or not of doing the amount of dials you should be doing. The other thing is that there's the vast majority of you also had amazing amount of foresight. I'm really proud of you guys. You're an amazing group of people. And what do I mean by that? Well, the vast majority of you actually got a hold of the MP3. This call is being recorded professionally right now. And if you are unprofessionally recording it, then you also know that you're stealing copyrighted information, and you shouldn't be doing that. But this is information that will be that is being recorded right now. Amy and her team are taking care of that, and you will receive it in an MP3 file in your email box within 24 hours. Here's for those of you, because what you did is you showed yourself to have a bit of leadership by seeing and having the fortitude to see, okay, I know that, you know, Danny speaks at 100% rate, and I probably hear at 25% rate, and there's going to be a lot that I'm going to miss. Repetition is the mother of skill. This class is going to come and go, and it's being captivated professionally in an MP3 file. You're going to be able to own that MP3 forever and be able to listen to it again and again and again. Now, the most of you have done this, and I'm proud of you for that. For those of you that have, you have an extra piece of homework for you. Because you went the extra mile, because you took that step, and because you stepped up to this, repetition is the mother of skill, and I want this class to become autopilot for you by the time we're all done. In order for it to be autopilot for you, I need you to listen to it every day. Listen to at least an hour of each MP3 that you're going to get each and every day up until you get the next class. So, for example, tomorrow you're going to get the MP3 of this class. You're going to listen to it each and every day. Take Sunday off or Saturday off. Take one day off. And then, you know, next Wednesday, you're going to get the next prospecting class. So when you get that one, you'll now leave the one, you know, out and listen to the new one that just came in. So write that down. In fact, if you don't put it in an appointment book or an alarm on your phone, you need to listen every single day to an extra hour from the MP3. Of the class and why. I cannot stress to you enough, repetition is the mother of skill. You got into this class because you want more out of yourself and out of your business and out of your future than what you've been getting. Well, again, I just finished saying there are some of you that are going to get exactly what you wanted, and you're going to do everything that I tell you to do, and your results are going to be phenomenal. There are some of you that won't, because you'll say, well, that probably doesn't matter, or you think you're above the instructions. All I have to say is that's nothing but ego, and weigh it with your bank account and see which one you want to grow. If you follow directions, you're going to have success like you never, ever even thought was possible. And not only that, but you attract who you are in all businesses. We attract exactly who we are. So either we're teachable and we can follow directions, and therefore the people that we bring into the business are also teachable and follow directions, or we're not teachable and we don't follow directions and we cherry pick what we want to do and we cherry pick what we don't want to do. Well, then you can, I'll bet you $1 million that those are the people that you're going to attract into your business too. People who are unteachable, who are going to cherry pick what they want to do. In fact, your probably biggest complaint is people don't listen to what I say. Well, the question I have for you is, do you listen to what anybody else says? Because we reap what we sow, and that's the bottom line. So listen to the MP3 every day. If you do not make an appointment for yourself to do that, you probably will forget to do it. So set an appointment up for yourself to do so. Also set an appointment up for yourself to make sure you look through, scan through the emails. Don't go reading every single email that you get, but scan through the emails looking for the one from Working Home Profit Zone that says prospecting class homework. So that you can respond to that immediately. Here's the rules on the homework. If I do not receive your homework, okay, and the homework assignment is supposed to be received, you're supposed to turn in that homework assignment by, Laura Lee, what's the date that we have them turn that homework assignment in by? Well, if you close your business on Saturday, okay, let's say that you finish your work week on Saturday. You've got to give us time to accumulate all the data. So, or if it's on Sunday. So if it's Saturday or Sunday, whatever you close your business week on, send us that homework assignment with all the numbers attached to it, okay? And that's for the prospecting class. So Saturday by midnight or Sunday by midnight is fine. We need at least one day to accumulate all the data, which that data will be accumulated on Monday. So, but if it is not, you know, sent to us by Saturday, you know, Saturday night, or if you end your business day on Sunday, if you don't send it to us by then, it will not get into this homework assignment at all. We won't even receive it. So please make sure that we get that homework assignment from you. And here's why. If I don't have your homework assignment, if your name is not on this list, my priority is to role play and answer the questions of those who follow directions. Again, I can only help those who are willing to help themselves. How do I know if you're helping yourself? Well, if you're following directions, then I know you're helping yourself. If you're not following directions, then you're not helping yourself. And so I have a list of just a few of you that did not send in your homework. And just a few, I'm really amazed. Most of you did send in your homework, but there's a few of you that did not. Those of you that did not, today I will not be answering your questions or role-playing with you. And that goes the same for moving forward. If your name is on the non-homework list, then I'm sorry, I cannot help to serve you today. Now, there's plenty of other people to role play with anyway. Here we go. Let me just give you this too. Every week we'll be accumulating the data and seeing who hit number one in four different categories. The most amount of dials is Tracy Reuter with 1,000 dials in 1 week. Tracy? Now, like I said, there was one of you that did the amount of dials that we definitely are looking for. You're working 30 hours a week and did 1,000 dials. You go, girl. That's amazing. Phyllis, I'm going to mess that name up. Phyllis Chowinick, maybe, talked to 200 people in 1 week. She's the number one person who talked to the most amount of people. Congratulations. That's like a lot of talking, a lot of reading of a script. And then Katrina Cox brought the most amount of people to a presentation with 36 people that she brought to a presentation. And then Teresa Doylard with 15 people enrolled in 1 week. So these are the people that led the class in each one of these areas. We will be pulling people, we'll be, you know, showing you who the number one is in each one of those weeks. So definitely work to getting yourself in one of those places. In one of those categories. The most dials, again, is something that's very, very important to me, and we'll be charting your growth throughout the week. Let me just give you real quick, because there was a Michael Kitchen, man, congratulations, 500 dials, so proud of you for that. And then we had Darlene Simmons with 450, Charlotte Dwart, the animal, 444, and then Mitzi Reed with 360. Good job, Mitzi. So these people really had the most amount of dials. Everybody else kind of fell down, really fell down. I mean, really fell down from there. So these are the kind of dials we're talking about. You know, Mitzi Reed with 360 dials working 15 hours a week, 450 dials, Darlene Simmons working 30 hours a week. Well, come on. You've got Tracy Reuter with 1,000 dials working 30 hours a week. So you know it is possible. Okay, cool. There's going to be a refining process, my friends, through this class. And it's not always going to feel good. But I promise you, you're going to like me when it's all done. I don't care if you hate me through the class, but you are definitely being refined for something great and for what's to come. So let me go ahead and start this thing right off. Actually, let's go ahead and do this. Amy?
Yes.
Go ahead and unmute the lines. My friends, I need to know if I have your permission to call it like it is, to truly be your coach, to not hold back and to give you everything that you need in order for you to succeed. Do I have your permission, yes or no?
Yes.
That wasn't everybody.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, Amy. Go ahead. All right. Okay, let me go ahead and pull up the people that I'm going to choose to role play with first. Tracy Reuter, you really need to work on wait a minute, let me double check. Tracy, just looking at your numbers, looking at the amount of people that showed up, I want to make sure that you're in both classes. Yes, good job, girl. Because your ratios of having people come to a presentation and then show up for the close, and actually you have really close two different people. All right, let me work with Tracy first. Tracy, press number one.
Actually, her line is already open.
Oh, Tracy. Amy, you're on it. You are absolutely on it. Tracy, say hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you on speakerphone?
I am. I'll take it off.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes. Okay, now, just in case anybody, and I'm sure Tracy doesn't do this, but just in case any of you do this, don't anybody, no one ever prospect on a speakerphone. Never. It is impersonal. People are wondering if other people are eavesdropping on them. People are not comfortable with it, and the phone often, if you're on speakerphone, it often cuts out, and so you're missing parts of the conversation. And so don't ever prospect on a speakerphone. Never, ever. People are not comfortable. The prospect's not comfortable talking on a speakerphone. Okay. Tracy, get your script. Let me see. You are working cold market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good job. Talk to 38 people. That's not a high ratio of getting a hold of people, so the quality of the leads. Where
terrible.
Are you recycling your leads?
Yeah, they're really old leads. I just found a better source. So,
you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so old leads are going to give you that kind of a ratio. Well, actually, it's 4%. Yeah, I mean, it's 4%, and that's not, you know, typically with cold market, you'll get a hold of anywhere from 5 to 10%. The most I've ever heard is 20%. Actually, I've heard of 100%, but that's a fluke. That's like once in a great while. And that's a real expensive lead. The more money that you pay for leads, the higher quality and the better ratio you get of getting a hold of people. But I don't recommend that for people unless they've got a really good skill set in being able to prospect and close, not to spend a lot of money on leads. I mean, I would pay $25 for a lead, but I can close 100% of them. So that's the only time I would expect for somebody to spend money on expensive leads. Okay, so but 4% really isn't that bad. I mean, you did a lot of activity. Not bad. How long have you been doing what you're doing?
I've been doing my business for, gosh, almost 5 years, but I've really only been prospecting like this since we started listening to you back in November.
Okay, cool. All right, so now let me ask you one question. And good job. So you kind of crossed yourself over in learning a new culture, essentially.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
Good job, Tracy. Okay, so Tracy, next question I have for you is you say that you brought 33 people to a presentation. How do you know they actually showed up for that presentation?
Well, after what you said a little bit ago, I don't.
You're right. You don't know. Okay, well, actually, you do know. How many people were actually there when you called them back?
Very few.
Well, how many? Because you need to document that.
Yeah, I had, let's see, I think I had 9 people.
Okay, now look, your closing ratios are better than you thought. So you had 9 people out of 33. So you sent 33 people. You said, hey, go check out this presentation. Is it a web presentation? What is it?
Yeah, it's a website. It's a video.
Okay, so it's a video. How long is the video?
It's about 8 minutes.
That's perfect. Okay, and in that video, does it tell someone how to get started?
No, it doesn't.
What does it do?
It gives them an overview of our company, of our culture, kind of talks about just the industry, talks a little bit about our products, has several testimonies, and then says to get back with the person who sent them to that.
Okay, so it has some testimonies, and that's it. So it doesn't go through a comp plan or anything like that?
No, it does not.
Okay. All right, so you had 9 people answer the phone that after they watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to log on?
No, they don't.
Okay,
no.
That's not a problem. All right, so you closed 1 out of 9?
Yes.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Okay, good.
It is. I mean, that's really, really good. Now, see, the key is to get more people to show up after they watch the video.
Right.
Right? So you're in both classes, which is why.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can help more people out of the 33 show up. So when you do that, so let's for example, let's say if you had 18 people show up, how many people would you have sponsored?
I would have had 18.
If you had 18 people show up for the comp.
Oh, I would have sponsored 2.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, you would have sponsored 2. Now, the one over here with the new product client, is that the same person?
No, it's a different one.
Oh, then you closed 2 out of 9.
Okay.
You closed 2 out of 9. That's awesome, girl.
Oh, yay.
No, it is. I'm going to tell you. I know people who generate a 6-figure income on only a 10% closing ratio.
Well, and these are literally like, I think these leads are like 5 or 6 cents a piece. I mean, they're cheap and they're
cheap,
old.
Cheap.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
good. So you were probably, man, this is awesome. Okay, good job. So even if you just stayed on that, even if you stayed with the cheap leads, okay, doing 1,000 dials a week, all right, with the 38 people that you had a conversation with, it sounds like it went okay. 33 people saying, yes, I'll go check out your video, okay, but we know that not all of them did. If I can get you to just double your ratios, right, if I can just get 18 to show up instead of 33, right, that means you wind up with 2 product clients and 2 enrolled, that means you closed 4 out of 18.
Mm.
You can generate a 6-figure income doing that.
Okay.
You can generate a 6-figure income doing what you're doing right now, just on 10%.
Okay.
Isn't it shocking?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it is.
I'm really proud of you that you got 1,000 dials going. Okay, so which script are you using?
I primarily use the one on page 16 of the green book, the prospecting script.
Okay, prospecting, page 16. Everybody turn to that if you've got – if you don't have it, by the way, you're only hurting yourself. You're going to be so far behind in this class. You better have both script books for this class. If you're in both classes, you definitely need both script books. Okay, and Laura Lee, I have Laura Lee that's working. She's a class coordinator. Please find the ones that has all my tabs on it. It should be in my office for Thursday. Okay, so Tracy, I'm going to be the prospect. You're going to prospect me, all right? And I'm going to see what I can help you with to help more people out of those 33 show up for the next phone call so you can close them.
Okay.
All right, go for it.
All right. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, it's Tracy. I was calling you back. You had requested some information about working from home, and I wanted to see what I could do for you.
Okay. Well, what do you have?
Well, do you have a pen and paper handy, Danny?
I can get one.
Okay, I'll hang on. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I've got one.
All right, awesome. Let me give you my name and number.
Okay.
My first name's Tracy.
Okay.
My last name is Reuter. And my telephone number is 847 blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Gosh, Danny, to save us both some time, if I could just ask you a couple quick questions, that way I can figure out the best information to direct you to.
Okay.
So, Danny, what do you do for work now?
I am a cocktail waitress.
Oh, okay. How long have you been doing that?
About a month and a half.
Okay. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
What do you like about it?
I like the different types of people that I get to interact with.
Really?
Uh-huh.
In what ways?
Well, the place that I work, I start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I go until about 3 o'clock in the morning. And so the actual place that I work at turns from, you know, a burger and fries kind of place in the afternoon to a fine dining restaurant to a hoppin' bar around midnight.
Wow, okay. Is there a time of day that you like better?
The hoppin' bar.
Really? Why is that?
Well, the tips are the best then, and the reason why is because all the other bars in the area, I live in Hawaii, and all the other bars in the area, they close down for the hotels, and then all of those employees come to my bar.
Oh, okay.
And so these are all other servers. and they really know how to tip. They're fun. They're not, you know, they're not demanding. Not only that, but I get, like, during the day, a lot of Japanese tourists, they don't tip at all. And they barely speak English, so it's kind of difficult with them. And then there's the, you know, stuffy people that are wealthy that come for dinner for the fine dining restaurants.
Wow, so it sounds like that end of the shift is the best part.
It is totally the best part. And that's where majority of the tips come into.
Okay. Well, now, is there anything you don't like about doing the cocktail waitress thing?
Probably the hours.
Okay.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be. Well, now, Danny, what did you do before your cocktail waitress thing?
I actually had my own business.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, what, doing what?
I was in the environmental industry.
Hmm. Okay. Well, now, what do you prefer? Do you like, which do you like better?
That's a really good question. I think both have pros and cons.
Okay. Okay. Well, now, what, you said you live in Hawaii. Is that, how long have you been there? Are you from Hawaii?
I am not originally from Hawaii, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
How long have you lived there?
About 6 months.
Okay. What do you like about living there?
The weather is unbelievable. And it's beautiful.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
It's small. There's, like, barely any people here.
What island are you on?
The Big Island of Hawaii.
Gosh, you know what? We've never been there. We've been to Maui twice, but it's just,
yeah.
Seems like, you know, you're always on vacation.
When did you go?
We were there a couple years ago, and then, gosh, almost 10 years ago now.
Really? And you said you went where? To Maui?
We were at Maui twice, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did you stay?
About 10 days. It was really neat. So, but, you know, we'd love to get there more often. So.
Now, were you able to see the Big Island from Maui?
Well, you know what, Danny? We were not able to do that.
Yeah.
We weren't. So one of these days, hopefully, we'll be able to get over there, and maybe we'll bump into each other.
Yeah. No, we can actually see. Where I live, I can see the island of Maui.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, where did you move from?
I moved from California.
From California. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, now, Danny, are you thinking about supplementing your cocktail waitressing income, or are you looking to do something more full-time?
I am probably just supplementing at first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, you said you had owned an environmental business. Have you ever worked from home or had your own business at home before?
Not from home. I had an office when I had my environmental company.
You have? Okay. All right. Well, now, what kind of income are you accustomed to earning?
Well, right now, it's you know, not that much, about $1,500 a month right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, then what is it, what kind of income would you want to be able to generate if, let's say you're going to do something part-time? What would you need to earn to be able to make it worth your time?
I think an extra $1,500 a month would be great.
Okay. All right. Well, now, are you married, Danny?
No. Well, that's kind of an interesting story.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of am, and he kind of left.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of about not to be.
All right. So you're on your own.
So legally I am, but not, I'm really not.
Okay.
I'm about not to be married.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
It's been pretty devastating.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. It's got to be hard.
Yeah, it has been hard.
That's got to be hard.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any kids?
I do. I have a 4-year-old daughter.
Oh, what a blessing.
Yeah.
What, do you get to spend a lot of time with her?
That's also an interesting long story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, Danny, do you have any capital set aside to start a business?
I'm sure I could get some.
Okay. All right. Well, Danny, the company that I work with, we have a pretty high standard for the kind of people that we're looking for because, you know, there's a lot of work on our part to get somebody set up in a business to be able to work from home and be successful. So we're looking for people that are absolutely serious about being able to, you know, build their business and make money from home. So how serious would you say you are about starting something, Danny?
I'm pretty serious, but what is this all about? I mean, how much does it cost to get started and, you know, what would I be doing and, you know, how many people, like, is there anybody else here in Hawaii that's doing this and...
Well, those are awesome questions. And actually, right now, Danny, what we're doing is we're doing some pre-screening because we are looking for some people in Hawaii to help us expand our business. And so we really are just looking for people that are serious because I don't know if this is going to be a good fit for you or not. But, you know, what we're doing is as we screen people, if it seems like, you know, I can direct you to some information, then once you look at what it is that we're doing, then we can kind of figure out if it's going to be a fit for us to move forward and I can get all those questions answered for you. So,
okay.
So let me tell you a little bit about the company that I work with.
Okay.
We are based in St. Louis, Missouri. our company's been in business now for 20 years. This is our 21st year in business, and we're publicly traded. We're on the NASDAQ, and we do business in 14 countries. We've actually helped over 50,000 independent business owners around the globe. And one of the neat things that we've done is we've actually contracted in one of the best industry trainers to help our team members get training so that they can become successful. You know, Danny, like someone like yourself, it probably would be a different career. And so we've brought this trainer in to help make sure that you can get success as quickly as possible. So we're looking for people that have three main qualities. We're looking for someone who's a team player. We're looking for someone who's self-motivated and dependable. Do you feel like that fits who you are?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, do you still have that pen and paper handy?
I do.
Okay. Danny, do you have internet access at your house?
I am not home right now.
Okay, but can you get online?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to go to our website. I'm going to need you to go to our corporate website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video. It's about 8 minutes long, and it's going to give you an idea of who our company is, some of our culture, our character, and depending upon your response to that video will really determine what we do next. We're looking to make a decision here in the next week or so. Like I said earlier, we really want to find someone to help us expand there in Hawaii. So let me give you that website.
Okay.
Okay. It's www.blahblahblahblah.com.
Okay.
Okay. Once you get there, you're going to need to choose the United States, and then you'll end up on a page where we'll have a video. Go ahead and hit play. Now, you're not at home right now. Danny, when will you be able to get to that?
Well, actually, I'm heading back from the beach right now, so I'm heading that direction because I've got to get ready for work.
Okay.
So probably today.
Okay. Well, what I can do is I can give you a call back. Want to say like about 4 o'clock? Is that before? Well, no, you said you work at 3, right?
Yeah, I work at 3.
Okay. How about
so
I give you a call at like
2 o'clock? Yeah. 2
All right.
O'clock.
Now make sure that you have that pen and paper. You take some good notes because there's going to be some information, and we want to make sure that we'll be able to, you know, help you get that extra $1,500 a month so that you can, you know, supplement that income and, you know, hopefully maybe get through this tough time that you've been going through. And I'm not sure if we can help you, but if we can, Danny, we'd really be happy to do that.
Okay.
So, all right, so I'll give you a call back at 2. You've got my phone number in case you have trouble with that website. Just give me a call back, and otherwise I'll plan on talking to you at 2.
Okay, great.
All right, awesome, Danny. Take care.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. Okay, all right, I've got a couple things for you.
Okay.
Good job, and I know it's a little nerve-wracking being on the phone with me.
You have no idea.
I totally understand. And so I definitely am going to, you know, come from the perspective of that you're nervous on the phone with me. I'm sure that when you're on the phone with prospects, you're probably, you know, not as nervous as you're on the phone with me. But let me just give you a couple things. First of all, you have a very non-threatening, you have a great phone voice, you have great energy on the phone. Very friendly, man, you sound like you would be a friend of mine, you know, on the phone. So all of that is totally working for you, which is a blessing. The thing that you did to discount that friendly, non-threatening, you sound like you're a girlfriend of mine, was you said, my name is Tracy Loiter and my phone number is.
Oh, okay.
And if you notice, that's not in the script.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I picked that up somewhere. I thought I heard you say that. And so
no, you've never heard me say that.
Okay, I'm dreaming.
You've never heard me say that.
Okay.
That goes completely against what I teach.
Okay.
It must have been some other trainer.
But it definitely
wasn't me. Anyway, so that kind of – here's what's important to do. You know, as we are going and we're trying to find lots of, you know, information on how we can learn how to do things, it's very important to just – to find a groove and stick to it. And so what I come across very often is people picking up different things from lots of different trainers and really not even realizing, has that trainer ever even sponsored anybody? I'll tell you that 90% of them have never. 90% of the people that are teaching how to prospect and how to build a business have never even built a business themselves. That's what's awesome about what we have here. Anything that you hear that we give you, we've done personally and have outrageous results from it. I didn't become a millionaire from teaching seminars. I became a millionaire from building a home-based business. So there's a big difference, a huge difference. And I've, you know, my husband and I have made millions in real estate and investments and other businesses as well. But we have our true track record. You know, our initial track record is just from building a home-based business. That the other businesses that we built spurred off from our home-based business. So, yeah, you have this very non-threatening, friendly, easy to listen to, easy to talk to, easy to open up to you. You're disarming is what it is, and that's awesome. That's a big blessing. And so, but you armed me by saying your name and phone number, your first and last name and phone number.
Mm, okay.
So that made me take a step back and going, okay, wait a minute, this person's going to try to sell me something. And so so take that out. Just stick to the script.
Okay.
There's a few other things that you ad-libbed and added to the script. There's no reason to add it. All it does is give you extra words, and actually it gave you a defensive posture is what it did. And you were kind of like backtracking and moving forward and trying to, oh, I got to make this happen, I got to do it. And that's what I heard in your voice. And some of that is nervousness because you're talking to me, but I can pretty much guarantee you it probably happens on the phone with your prospect as well. It's almost like you've got your dukes up and you're ready. Okay, I know they're going to ask me a question. Do you feel that way when you're prospecting?
Not nearly as much as I did with you.
Okay, so, well, the truth is, and here's another thing. The truth is that your numbers tell me something. I bet you feel like most of the conversations go pretty well with your prospecting, right?
Yeah, they do.
And you're really shocked when they're not there after,
yeah,
after the... Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. You're doing a lot of talking.
Yeah.
And you have the personality where you feel really good talking.
Yeah.
So you feel good about the conversation, but how do you know if the prospect feels good about the conversation?
Well, I'm guessing they don't because they're not there.
You're right.
Yeah.
So, again, let me ask that question again. How do you know whether or not the prospect feels good about the conversation?
Because they're doing a lot of talking.
Well, no, if they show up.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, yeah, right.
It's real simple.
Right.
So, you know, you feel, just because you feel good about it, and this goes for everybody that's listening right now, just because you feel like, no, I'm really connecting with the prospect. Well, just because you're doing a lot of talking or you're feeling like you're finding things to relate to them with, let me give you the prime example. You lost control of the conversation in two places. One, you lost control of the conversation of your disarming, non-threatening, friendly self when you said, hey, what can I do for you? And I said, well, what do you have? I mean, I'm an open door. Great. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Well, I can get one. Great. So it's both time and you ask a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Okay, but instead you said, well, my name is Tracy, and my phone number, my lawyer, and this is how you spell it, and here is my phone number. Okay, I don't know this person. How do I get off the phone with them quick?
Okay.
They're going to try to sell me something. This is a telemarketer. I'm done with this conversation. Okay? So that was the first place where I took one step back. The second place I took a step back was here. What do you do for a living? And I said, you know, I'm a cocktail waitress. What do you like about it? Whatever. All that stuff went really good. Okay, and you said you lived in Hawaii. Where? What part? And you said, oh, I've never been there, but I've been to Maui twice on vacations. And then you lost the control right there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? When did you come? Oh, you said, oh, first, you know, 10 years ago and then just a few whatevers ago. And, you know, how long did you stay? Well, we stayed for 10 days. So now what you were looking for was a place where you could – build common ground. For 1 year, Tracy, I don't want you to do that.
Okay.
I don't want you in the initial contact to put you into the equation. I want bridges being built. Now, to build bridges and to build me too's, I want your me too's and bridges to be built between the prospect and where they want to go. Not between you and common ground of the prospect.
Okay.
So the way to get these prospects to fall in love with you is to get them talking about themselves. What you didn't find out is that I hated Hawaii. I was homeless in Hawaii.
Mm. Right.
And you're, like, really building up Hawaii.
I totally felt like I lost it there. Like, I knew exactly what you were doing. I'm like, crap, I lost it here.
And I'm sure that majority of your conversations that you feel really good about are the ones where you lose control of the conversation and not know it.
Right.
It's where you find common ground. You go, oh, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you have kids? I have kids too. How old are yours?
Mm-hmm.
Mine are.
Right.
Oh, your husband's an engineer. Mine is too. How long has he been? Oh, mine's been for...
That happened to me twice today, as a matter of fact. If you're saying it, two people I talked to today talked about going on disability and how long it's taken. I'm like, gosh, it took my husband almost 4 years, too. I understand, you know, right, went right to that. So, okay. So a whole year, huh? You don't want me to do that?
No. It's not about you. It's about the prospect.
Right.
And you make it about you. Well, the thing you have to ask yourself, is it working?
Not like it should be.
It's not at all.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The answer is no.
Right.
The answer is no, it's not working. You're making yourself the issue. And so, and then what happened was is that your posture changed from friendly, non-threatening, and disarming to defensive and backpedaling and trying to regain control. And when you listen to the MP3, you're going to hear you start to talk faster and faster and faster and faster because you are afraid I was going to interrupt you again. So you start off at a certain pace in the beginning, and then because I just know you're going to ask me another question. And you know what, Danny? I don't know if this really is for you.
Right.
I mean, you really drove that one in because I asked you questions. The reason why I asked you questions is because you gave me an opportunity to by talking about yourself.
Okay. So I'm going to avoid that by not talking about myself.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to make the prospect the real big issue. Okay? I'm going to take you through, and by the way, I want to tell you, you did a really good job, too, at the end, where, you know, when I asked you the question, and you just belabored it a little too long, when you said, you know, Danny, so how serious are you about starting home-based business? Well, I'm very serious, but tell me why. Well, what is this about? And, you know, I started, is there anybody else in Hawaii doing this? And, you know, remember I started drilling you with like that?
Yep.
You did a really good job initially, but then you belabored it. You didn't need to belabor it, which means you got defensive.
Okay.
And so here's how you could do it. So you said, well, you know, right now, you know what, Danny, this is some really good questions. And you did that very confidently, by the way. You were not afraid to say that to me, and that was awesome. You know what, Danny, this is some great questions. In fact, let me just go ahead and tell you about the company I work with. That's all you needed to say.
Oh, okay.
But you spent about a minute or two right there. And you really belabored the issue. Well, you know, I really don't know if this is even for you. And on, really going after it. And then for the rest of the script, you were defensive. And so it'd be, you know, so when I asked the script, man, those are some great questions. Let me just tell you about the company I work with. Bam, stick to the script.
Okay.
At any place that someone asks you questions, unless it's someone really being a jerk, and there is a jerk script in the script book, but unless they're being a jerk, which I wasn't, you know, I'm just, you know, well, what is this all about, da, 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 you know, man, those are some great questions. Let me just go ahead and tell you about the company I work with. At any place that someone asks you a question, you can just keep reading the script. Now, let me tell you some things that made me, here's some other things. In the some questions they ask are, you know, Danny, so, you know, what would it have to be worth your time? Well, you're elevating me instead of elevating the opportunity with that question.
Right.
I'm a stinking cocktail waitress making $1,500 a month. Okay? So what would it be worth your time? That's what a car salesman says. A car salesman will ask me, so, Danny, which color car would you want? This one or that one? You know, what would be worth it for you to pay monthly for this vehicle? Those are standard salesy statements.
I don't know why I even asked it that way. I think I may have said that to somebody for the first time today because I've never said it that way until, like, before the call that I was making before this call.
It might be more often than you think,
okay,
you can remember, because I'm pointing it out right now and you're trying to figure out, you know, how many times have I said that. It rolled off your tongue pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it totally did.
Uh-huh. So there's a good chance you probably said it 1,000 times over the last 5 years.
Okay.
So it came pretty natural.
Right.
If it was the first time, you'd have been stuttering through it. But it was because you actually asked that question or you phrased a question twice like that.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't just once. It was two times here in the Some Questions They Ask Are, and then another time, you know, whether or not it'll be worth it for you, that kind of thing. The that is just a very salesy technique. Stay away from it. It promotes a trigger in the prospect that they don't want to hear. Okay. Anyway, you did a great job even towards the end of the script. You know, hey, we're looking for people in Hawaii. Not we'll be making the decision in the next week. That took away the urgency for me to look now.
Okay.
We'll be making a decision here in the next couple of days.
Okay.
For those positions there in Hawaii. That makes me drive home right now faster to get online to look. Next week? Nah, not much urgency in next week. Okay, cool. All right, let me, I want to just kind of give you, I want you to feel what I felt going through it, and then I want you to feel the way the prospect should feel.
Okay.
All right, so Let's go here. Ring, ring. Hello? No, you. Ring, ring. You say hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going?
Good. This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Oh, okay. Well, what company are you with, Danny?
That's a good question. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I sure do.
Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what is it that you do?
I work for a telecommunications company.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long have you been doing that?
8 years.
My goodness. And from home?
Well, I have a couple of offices, but I do work out of my house.
Wow. Good for you. 8 years. Now, what exactly do you do with that telecom company?
I run the Midwest sales division for their corporate group.
Okay. Now, how did you ever get started in a company like that?
Oh, gosh. I started a long time ago as a sales rep and got moved up. I knew somebody who knew somebody, and then I just got promoted, and so I've been with them for a long time.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what do you like about it?
You know, it's always challenging. It's exciting. I really enjoy when our team achieves their numbers every month, and it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long have you been in that position where you basically have, you know, other people that you're influencing?
Gosh, 5 or 6 years now.
Okay. So you got promoted fairly quickly?
I sure did, yeah.
Good for you. Now, what do you not like about it?
Oh, I work 70 to 80 hours a week.
No.
Yeah, yeah. I never do anything with my family, and it's pretty stressful. It's a pretty stressful position. I've got 120 people that work for me, so it's like having 120 little children I'm taking care of.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. Gosh, you know, I also worked in a situation where, you know, I was actually working over 100 hours a week, 5-6 days a week, and, you know, did not know my kids. My marriage was just doing terrible. I mean, I totally can relate to that kind of, it's got to be very difficult. You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
not
it
being
is.
Being able to put your kids to bed, and, you know, I just really miss those little hugs and kisses from my kids, and it was just a terrible thing.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we don't have any kids.
Oh, you don't have any kids?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, so
yeah.
It's just you and your husband.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, well, that, you know, does he work a lot of hours, too?
No, he's disabled.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. So are you pretty much the one that's providing?
Uh-huh, yeah, I am.
Wow. So that also puts a bit of added pressure for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I actually have a client that has, you know, a very similar situation where they were having to provide solely for the household and, you know. Well, essentially you're working two jobs, right?
Well... Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I don't look at it that way, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for you. Okay, we're going to stop right there.
Yeah.
My address?
Yeah, I sure do. I sure do.
Okay, now let's go ahead and go through it the other way.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so now are you currently working from home?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is it that you do?
I work for a telecommunications company.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that?
I've been with them for 8 years now.
Okay. And how did you get started in that field?
Well, gosh, I started working in technology in college, and it just sort of, I ended up, you know, the right opportunity, right place at the right time.
Okay. And you said that you get to do this from home.
Yeah, I have a couple different offices. I travel throughout the Midwest, but I do get to work at home quite a bit.
Okay. Now, when you say that you work for a telecom company, what exactly are your duties daily and the tasks that they have you do?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I run the Midwest for our corporate sales channel, so I'm responsible for all the sales, everything that has to do with all of our clients, you know, through a 5-state region. So there's quite a few different things.
Now, what's the actual product that your Salesforce sells?
We sell wireless programs and wireless data to corporate clients.
Okay. So who would be, like, your clients?
Pretty much everybody from a Fortune 100 company all the way down to, you know, a small mom and pop business. I handle everybody that's considered a business.
Okay. Now, how do you or your sales force go out and acquire that business?
We do a lot of cold calling.
Wow.
You know, we have existing client base, but that's a select group of my team. But the rest of my team does a lot of cold calling, feet on the street, and also by phone.
Okay, now how many people do you manage?
I have 120 people on my staff.
Wow. That's incredible. Now, what do you like about what you do?
You know, it can be a lot of fun. It's exciting when we do well. You know, it's fun to see people achieve their goals and to celebrate the success with the team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
What do you not like about it?
Oh, my gosh, the list is long. I work 70 to 80 hours a week, and it's incredibly stressful. And, you know, 120 people means 120 personalities and problems and challenges, and so it can be tough.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. Now, are you thinking of replacing your income or just supplementing it?
Well, I think for now just supplementing it, but ultimately I'd like to replace it as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, are you married?
I am, yeah.
Okay. And what does your husband do?
He's on disability. He's not worked since 2002.
No.
Yeah.
What happened?
He has Parkinson's disease.
How old is he?
He's 43 now, but he was diagnosed at 34.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Now, that's not common, is it?
Well, no. Not really.
My goodness. Now, what did he do for his profession?
He was a land surveyor and worked in the construction field for a long time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That is crazy.
It's okay. God is good to us.
Oh man. Now, do you guys have kids?
No, we don't.
Okay. Now, have you ever been self-employed or owned a business before?
I have not. No.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you currently accustomed to?
Well, usually my income's anywhere between, in a bad year, probably about $150,000, and a good year, $250,000 or higher.
Okay. And what kind of income are you looking to generate over the next 12 months?
Well, I'd like to be able to bring in an extra, $2,000 to $4,000 a month.
All right. And do you have capital set aside to start your business?
I do.
Okay. Now, so we'll just stop here. So you're catching my drift.
Yeah.
One, now you are put on a, well, you just tell me how you felt between both.
Yeah, totally different. When you work 70 to 80 hours a week, you don't want to have somebody up you and say, oh, I work 100. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, sure you do, you know. Yeah, I totally felt different, completely. Completely.
Mm-hmm. And the first time around when I'm, like, wasting your time, you're a Ruby, and that's obvious, okay?
Yeah.
So as a Ruby, you don't want me wasting your time.
Right.
Okay, and so me going off about my life and my family, you're driving me stinking crazy.
Right. Right, and I didn't even have kids, so I'm like, good for you.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the drift. So I kept you on a place of you needing to impress me, and you're being interviewed. You felt being interviewed, correct?
I did, yeah.
Okay, but the first time through, did you feel being interviewed?
No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay, so there you go. So that's what I would do. Don't lean on, and everyone write this down, don't lean on your personality or your talent to prospect. It's not about that. It's about really making that prospect feel important. It's making them, it's developing trust with them. The trust is not being developed by your credibility or your talent or your personality. Tracy, I'm going to venture to say that you've had people inside of your organization say, well, you're successful because of your personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had people that won't get involved in the business because of my background and
exactly.
Who I am.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay? And the reason is because your background and your personality is what's on the forefront.
Right.
Not them. So when you make the prospect feel like they are the one that's important and they are special, and you are trustworthy because you're not the issue and they are the issue, now that's not an issue. And it's a challenge because you've had to lean on your talent and your personality with your profession.
Right.
Right. But to pull the best out in other people, have you been a Dynasty yet?
No, we'll be at our first one here in Chicago.
In Chicago, okay.
Yeah.
That workshop, that 3 days, is going to massively change your entire culture for your whole business. You are going to have such significant breakthrough with your sales force. It's going to just blow your mind. I'm going to give you one quick form of advice on that. I'm sure you have a good-sized business, correct, if you've been doing your business for 5 years?
It's suffering right now.
It is?
Yeah.
There's one focus I would have right now, and that would be to get as many new people to first steps as possible so that they can qualify for Dynasty, because that's how you'll raise up leadership. The reason why your business is suffering right now is probably because you don't have any leadership that's like you.
Okay, yeah.
You're probably the biggest leader inside your group, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no one has surpassed you, right?
No.
No one's done better than you.
One time, 1 month.
The answer is no.
No. Yeah. No. No.
The answer is no.
No.
Okay. So in order for that to happen, in order, now that's where my strengths are, is in raising up other leaders who can do better than me. And that doesn't mean that I sucked in my results. I had 100% closing ratio. I sponsored 40 to 60 people per month. I've raised up many people who've done far more than I have. So, but that has not happened because I'm so good at it. It happened because of a system. And so the system that you currently have, everyone, your business is dependent on Tracy. Now, Tracy, you don't need any more things dependent on you.
Right.
You don't. You're a strong woman, so therefore you think you can handle it. However, it's not what's best for everybody else. And in the long term, it's not what's best for you. I used to build it the way that, you know, that way that you are experiencing right now, where no one did better than me and everyone depended on me. There's only so many hours in the day that you have to be able to have those people depend on you.
Right.
And basically what you build is probably similar to what you have in your telecom business.
Yeah, yeah. And I've only come to that realization, Dani, since we started listening to your stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to help your people become independent and to far surpass you. And so this next Monday night call that's coming up, I'm going to do that call live, and it is about finding the few who will and who will do it with all they got. I'm going to be talking about that next Monday night. But First Steps and Dynasty, between those two events, First Steps, if you've been to one, if you've been to 20, it's about developing leadership within you to a much higher level than where it is. And your leadership is awesome right now, okay? You have done a lot. You've accomplished a lot in your life. But your next stage of leadership is developing other people who can do better than you.
That would be awesome.
Yes. And therefore, therefore you have nothing but comrades. You don't have people sucking the life out of you.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because I've lived it. That's how I know, and I've watched my clients live it. So anyway, between the two of us, we're going to be able to raise up some insane leadership for you, and you'll have multiple examples. In fact, you'll end your year. Just imagine this. This is the way I ended it. This is the way I started every year. So I close out, you know, at a 12-month cycle of a year. You know, it's December. It's all done, and I raised up 12 leaders.
Mm.
Every month, raise up a brand new person that's generating a six-figure income. And so then I would start January, and this is what I would say. I'm putting my check in the drawer, and I have nobody in my business. Why? Because they were all totally independent. They all knew how to build it themselves, and we were nothing but comrades. And so then here was January, and I would say to my prospects, listen, right now I'm interviewing for 12 positions, and I'm looking for one for January, and just like the one I found last year in January, and her name was Tracy. And let me tell you what happened to Tracy. And let me tell you where Tracy is now. So it would be, in other words, my track record was established, and now it would be, I'm looking to develop a whole new organization, a whole new people that will compete with the group that I built last year.
Mm, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that group didn't need me, so now it's all new, fresh, and now I'm building a group that's going to do better than the last one. So there wasn't a question in that prospect's mind as to whether or not we would do it. None. So.
Wow. Thank you, Dani. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
That. Well, you've got a killer, killer foundation, obviously, and your past experience has helped you tremendously. We're just going to get rid of some of the salesy stuff. and I'm sure you definitely, you know, you've done a great job. But you're ready for your next step. And the next step is, in fact, I'm going to ask you, Tracy, right on the spot, how many brand new people will you have in Los Angeles?
I have two right now.
Okay, brand new, not old, that you're dragging across the finish line.
Nobody. Dani, I'm working so hard on that right now. That's been my focus, is
good
making
job.
Sure I have people with us.
Yeah, and they need to be new people.
Yeah.
You need to get new people. And so these other people, these two old people, the focus for them is who's new that they're bringing with them. That's the only way you're going to see growth.
Right.
You're not going to see growth with old people coming to First Steps in Dynasty.
Right.
You're going to see growth with new blood.
Right.
And you'll see that they are starting with a totally different culture, the new ones.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll start with a totally different culture, totally different mindset, totally different pace. Which is fun and exciting.
Yeah, it's so exciting. You have no idea. I could cry. It's so exciting.
You're so cute. Okay, cool. All right. Well, awesome. You really have a killer foundation. And I think your prospecting numbers are definitely going to increase from here. And I honestly, I think you could probably still, well, you already said you found a different lead source and are using some other leads. So, you know, you can test between both, those really dirt cheap ones and then the other ones, because 4% isn't bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Well, when Hans challenged us at, in St. Louis to do the 1,000 dials,
it
was so easy, I just kept doing it.
So proud of you.
You know, it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so you could keep on that same path, and you're going to have some pretty killer results, because if you're able to have 38 conversations, just what we did today, you're going to have more people. You should at least have 18 showing up.
Okay.
Yeah, so that already doubles it for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Deal. So, I mean, you could build a great business just on that alone. All right, girl.
It's a deal. Thanks,
Danny. Right. Good job.
Awesome.
All right.
God bless you.
You too. I'll see you in L.A.
Sounds good.
All right. Amy, go ahead and put her back in the class.
Okay.
And give me Michael Kitchen, please.
One moment. Michael, your line is now open.
Aloha.
How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are
good.
You?
Good. Hey, I saw a picture of your beautiful bride.
Oh, thank you.
Gosh, she is gorgeous. And it's early over there in the morning for you. Good job getting up early.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so good to hear your voice. So good to hear your voice. And so good that you took Issa's advice and upped those dials.
I sure did.
Good job. That actually got you in here to be role-played with. All right, pull out your script. Now, you're working still cold market.
Yeah, still working cold market.
Good job. And I know you're probably making friends everywhere you go in Hawaii, too.
Yes.
All righty. So you were able to get a hold of 20% of the people on those leads you have. That is outrageous, by the way.
And these are stinking aged.
Really? Where did you get those leads from?
2 years old. Oh, I just had it in my system forever.
No.
Yeah.
So you recycled your own leads.
Yeah.
Good job. That's awesome.
Dang.
All right, so he recycled his lead. He got a hold of 20% of the people. Now let's go ahead and work on this presentation deal. Go ahead and start with page 16.
16. Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
This is Michael. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
Well, what do you have?
Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
Are you currently working from home?
No, I'm not.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for National Car Rental.
Oh, and how long have you been working there?
I have been working here for about 8 months.
8 months. Okay. Do you love it?
Sort of.
What do you like about it?
Okay, good comeback. I like that I pretty much don't have a boss watching over my head.
Oh, okay. And what do you dislike?
What do I dislike? The pay. I tripled the sales of the company, but they did not triple my pay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you right now thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I think I would like to supplement it at first and then eventually replace it.
Okay. And are you married?
No, I'm not.
And do you have kids?
I do. I have a year-old daughter.
Oh, right on. Have you ever been self-employed or owned a home business before?
No, I haven't. I don't even know what that means, actually.
Okay. Now, what level of income are you accustomed to?
About $1,500 a month.
$1,500? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have, and what kind of income are you looking to generate in the next 12 months?
I'm looking, it would be great to, you know, make an extra $1,500 a month, maybe.
Okay. So, do you have some capital set aside to start your business?
You mean, do I have money in savings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You know, Danny, our company has quite a standard for the people we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting someone up in a home business successfully. So we are looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Danny, how serious are you about starting a home business?
Pretty serious.
Tell me why.
Well, like I said, I mean, I tripled the sales of the company, but I, you know, they definitely didn't triple my income. So I want, you know, I want to own a house someday. I want to be able to buy a new car. I drive new cars here at the lot, but I don't own one.
How did you triple the income of the company? I'm curious.
Well, the location that I started with was dying. They were actually going to close it down, and so they just hired, you know, they gave me one last shot when I started. And I basically went out and just made relationships with different different places. Like, for example, we have a private airport pretty close to my location, and so I went in and built relationships with the people who run that airport and then put out, you know, just said, hey, if you ever have somebody here that wants to, that needs to rent a car, they're obviously flying in and don't have one, you know, I would be glad to pick them up and bring them over and get them squared away really quick. Also made relationships with other people, that other dealerships that don't have rental cars available for them. So, you know, I kind of made a deal with those people as well. So just really got our name out there and made people aware of what we were doing.
Oh, right on. Well, great. So how serious are you? Again, you said very serious or kind of serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, as I said, I want to own a home and I want to buy a new car.
Okay, gotcha. Let me tell you a little bit about our company. All right, we're a 15-year-old, $2 billion corporation. We have hundreds of thousands of representatives internationally. We're currently doing business in 11 different countries. Just to name a few, we're in Australia, Japan, and the United States. We have hundreds of thousands of satisfied clients all over the world. And because of their satisfaction, they actually refer business to us on a monthly basis.
Okay.
We're currently debt-free and publicly traded. We've been in a number of different publications. Danny, have you heard of Forbes or Business Week?
Yeah, I have.
Forbes recognizes us as one of the top 10 best small companies in America.
Okay.
And Business Week has recognized us as one of the top 10 hottest growth companies. We were
okay.
founded by Blah Blah, and the name of our company is ABC Corporation.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, great. Now, Danny, the person we're looking for has three main qualities. They're a team player, self-motivated, and dependable. Do you feel you have these qualities?
Absolutely.
Great. And do you still have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
I want to confirm your email address. What's the best email to contact you at?
Danny@yahoo.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link to our website just to make sure you get the information. Hey, by the way, do you have access to the Internet while talking to me?
I do.
Go ahead and go over to the computer. I just want to make sure that you don't have any problems downloading the information.
Okay.
So tell me about your daughter.
She's about a year old. What do you want to know? She's fun.
What color are her eyes?
Brown.
She must be adorable.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
No.
You don't?
So, did that website come up for you?
Not yet. It's kind of going a little slow.
All right, go log into your email. I just want to make sure it doesn't
okay. All right.
have any problem getting it. Okay. See that? Did you get that one from Michael?
Say again?
Did you get the email from Michael?
Yeah, I got it.
Mariana. All right, well, open that up. And what I want you to do is call that number on the top right. It's a 12-minute recorded message, just
okay.
an overview. Also, open that little brochure on the top left just to kind of see some visuals. What I want you to do is take some really good notes because on this website is the information that you requested so you can make an extra $1,500 a month, really be able to buy yourself a new house and a car and use the skills that you have of being able to, you know, triple the income of that company to really build something for yourself.
Okay.
Let me give you my phone number. It's blah, blah. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now. We will be making a decision real soon. So the sooner you can check out that website and listen to that recorded call, the better. Depending on your response to the information, we'll determine whether or not we'll work together and where you fit in on our team. If you're available in 30 minutes, I'll give you a call back. We'll see if it's a match and what your next step might be. So what time is it over there?
It is 10:34.
Okay, so does about 11 o'clock work for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have a calendar in front of you?
I do.
Okay, can you just pencil that in? My
sure.
name's Michael.
Okay.
Okay, I'm writing you in right now. That'll be 8 a.m. over here. here.
Okay.
So if for some reason some emergency comes up and you're not going to be able to be at the phone, can you just give me a quick call?
Sure.
And I'll do the same on this end. I just don't want us to waste each other's time.
Okay, no problem.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, Michael, you have come a long way. You have come a long way, man. Okay, I got a couple things for you, though. You were two different people in the script. In the front half of the script, and by the way, you are so comfortable on the phone, so relaxed and just, you know, obviously killer phone voice, all that stuff, everything that you've always had. The issue that I have is that in the first part of the script, you know, where the some questions to ask are, all the way into, you know, tell me how serious you are about starting a home-based business, you completely changed. And I liked the improvement, to be honest with you, on the second half of the script where you started in on the company overview. Then you became, then your posture raised, your confidence raised, and your company overview, you sounded very professional and very educated. But prior to that, you sounded too relaxed and very uneducated, and you did not know what you were doing. But from the company overview all the way to the end, it would, like, puckered my butt. Okay, I need to impress this guy. I mean, just your posture alone was amazing. Your confidence in your company, your belief in what you were doing. You were literally two different people. You were not confident in interviewing me at all.
Right.
And you are one with that script. You know that script. I did not tell you were reading a script. I mean, it was good. Okay, I mean, it was really good. The back half of your presentation there was awesome. The front half of it, you really lost me. Now, here's a couple things I got to give you. First of all, Michael, you kind of recovered yourself because you realized, probably because you're on the phone with me and on the spot role-playing with me, crap, I really didn't find out why, I know that's what happened because you've heard me ream other people for the same thing, and that's the only reason why you backtracked there. I'm like, okay, good recovery there. But at the same time, I want you to really focus on interviewing me. Okay, I remember you telling me that your dad is an artist and you worked for his art gallery, right? And you sell his art, correct?
I did, right? Yeah, did. Not anymore.
Okay, but you did. All right, now in doing so, I want you to pretend for a minute that you were the one that was in charge of hiring or firing the salespeople to sell his art. If you are interviewing me for his company, you would ask me a whole bunch more questions, and you'd really want to find out my sign. Remember, strengths, interests, goals, and needs. You didn't find out any of that information about me. You didn't find out any of it. And again, it's an interview. You're not trying to sell me your product or your service. But I'm telling you, Michael, when you took it, when you then took over and you got the part about your company, you know, the company script and the rest of it, gosh, like, you know, you got me going, oh, okay, yes, sir, yeah, I'll go there now, just from your posture. But did I?
I always thought I got too serious at that part.
No,
so
no. That's how you should be for the whole script. It was perfect.
Okay,
it was perfect. And so, yeah, you were a little, in other words, the way your voice is, Michael, you're very non-threatening anyway. You have a casual tone in your voice already. But when you went through the rest of that script, you sounded educated. You sounded professional. So when you take that casual tone in your voice and you combine it with that professionalism, it is amazingly effective. Because you will never be a person that's too stiff and too professional. You live in flipping Hawaii. You don't have to worry about that. But what you will have to guard yourself against is being overly casual with the wrong people.
Right.
Meaning overly casual with a ruby or an emerald. And again, for those of you who haven't been to First Steps yet, sorry, too bad, so sad you don't know what that is, but the majority of you have, so I'm talking to the majority of the class. If you're too casual, overly casual with a ruby and an emerald, you're not going to get them started. The only people that's going to really work with is another sapphire.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about that because you have a very casual sound to your voice anyway.
I think I've been too casual with some rubies, and I had to.
Oh, you'll drive us crazy.
I had to whip out the jerk script.
Yeah, you'll drive them crazy. You'll make them feel like you're wasting your time and you're not professional. We want to talk to professional people because we feel like we're professional.
I see.
Okay? And I gave you the first clue that I was a ruby when I said what?
No boss. Wait, yeah. No
yeah.
boss.
Yeah, what do you like about it? I don't have a boss hanging over my head. What's the second thing that I said that showed you I was a ruby?
That you tripled the income of the company.
Exactly. So, that was within 2 minutes that you discovered I was a ruby.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
right.
when you said hello, I could see you. No, I'm just kidding.
So anyway, so I would definitely shore that up. I want to hear that same guy that I heard at the end of the script, in the beginning. I want to hear, and you were in the very beginning, you know, hi, this is Michael. You stuck to it. You were quick to the point. I love that. But when it came time for the questions to ask that's where you kind of were like, here, let me tell you what I heard. I wrote it down. You probably said 7 to 10 times, oh, okay. It started to annoy me as a ruby.
I think that's when I'm typing. I'm typing and I'm like,
Yeah, no. Then I would say don't type. Maybe just hand write some of those notes.
Okay.
If you can hand write faster than you can type. Because what I do is I hand write, when I'm writing down the notes, I will just write down specific words and only, you know, abbreviate those specific words to jog my memory of what they said. You're kind of more concerned about writing down what I'm saying than you are about finding out about me.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a lot. I got car rental 8 months, like no boss hanging over my head.
That's
it's
good.
Like a pay a triple of company. But it takes, like, it's these long pauses, and I think that's where I'm coming up with those and
totally.
To fill the void space.
Yes, big time. And actually, it's the first thing I wrote down. The first thing I wrote down was long pauses.
Long pauses.
Yep. So I would say, you know, either you can write down less, just the things that will jog your memory of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, like, for example, if I've only been doing that profession for 8 months, what did I do before?
Right?
I mean, 8 months doesn't show much of a track record. You know, more about what are the duties that you have on a daily basis. Get me talking more. So, again, your priority was taking notes, not finding out what my strengths, interests, goals, and needs were.
Yeah, I got to the bottom of the first page, and I was like, crap, I don't have any information here.
Exactly. So, again, your priority was taking notes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's totally true, because that's what you wound up with. Really good notes, but no information.
Yeah.
Got it? So anyway, but man, Michael, you've come so far. You've come so stinking far. I hear no fear in your voice at all. I just hear a very confident, sure of himself, strong, professional man on the second half of that script. And that's because you knew what you were doing from that point on.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're like, okay, I know what to do now. Just read. Okay, here's another thing. You are sending me an email, okay, that can take time, and then all you're having me do is get a phone number to call in on a number. I would be honest with you, I would just have them dial that number right then and there. Give them a phone number, call them back 12 minutes later.
Okay. The website has a brochure, too.
I could care less. If that 12-minute message gives me the same information, I'd much rather, it's faster.
Yeah, especially if they take 20 minutes to check their email.
Exactly. So the more steps you give somebody, that you're going to lose them. So if I were you, I would just quickly just go, okay, the next step is to direct you to an audio message that's going to give you the information that you requested, Danny, so that you can be able to buy that house. And here's the other thing. You want to use, again, you're trying to find the strengths, interests, goals, and needs. And so what does that look like? This is what I would say to me. You know, Danny, on this call is exactly where you find the information where you can use those skills that you have to triple the sales of a company, but then you would be able to enjoy the rewards of tripling your income as a direct result.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, you know, that's puffing this ruby up. Yeah, I tripled the sales of a company. Make me feel good about it.
Right, gotcha.
And it's skill sets that help me to do that, right?
you know, still being able to enjoy the fact that you don't have some boss hanging over your head controlling what you do on a daily basis.
Right. That's awesome. So I kind of missed that when I was coming back.
Yeah.
I had so many notes. I was just like looking at the does and the A's and all the detail.
Yeah.
And I think when I take notes, I just, like you said, I need to just be more vague.
Yeah, just, you know, abbreviate specific words are going to jog your memory as to what you would say back to me. And again, you're trying to find this, strengths, interests, needs, and goals, goals and needs, not just ambiguous information like 8 months on the job. Who cares?
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. It was a really awesome way to start off our class. A little bit of a taste of what you're going to expect over the next couple of weeks as we dive into more and more content. Now, this class is basically the prospecting and the closing class combined. A lot of you guys over on the Super Friends group were wondering about the second class and all that earlier on, and basically what we've done is combined everything into one package rather than trying to a la carte everything. And so you're all registered for both classes, both the prospecting and the closing. The Thursday night classes are going to focus on closing, and the Tuesday night classes focus on prospecting. So your job now is to go to work and get busy either right now, and if you're on the West Coast, or if you're on the East Coast first thing in the morning, and go after it and go after it hard and keep track of your numbers. We will be sending you emails from time to time, as well as emails on the weekend to give you the homework assignment or the form that you can use to fill out your homework assignment and all that kind of stuff. If you have any questions about the class or specific technical stuff, shoot me an email over at brian@smarternetworker.com. If you have comments or anything else about the class itself, go on over to the Super Friends group and post those comments over there, and we will do our best to answer those and encourage you in your business. But anyway, folks, we really enjoyed having you on tonight. Look forward to a Thursday night class about closing, and it's going to be a ton of fun as well. We've got a great session planned for you on this coming Thursday night. And then next week, we dive into 3 solid weeks of live training with similar to what you heard tonight with you on those calls with our trainers. So have a great evening, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.